Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia, the show where caregiving gets real. If you're a caregiver looking for expert advice and a lot of encouragement, you're in the right place. Our goal is for you to thrive, not just survive. Here is our host, best-selling author and certified dementia practitioner, Carol Howell.
Hi, caregivers. I'm Carol Howell, and welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. How has your caregiving journey been? Have you had some difficult days? Have you had some fun days? Do you have questions you need answered? Well, I am here for you. You can write me, Carol, at letstalkdementia.org and schedule a time, and I will be happy to talk to you. Never a charge to just sit around and talk about what's going on. I've got 2 ears, and I'm happy to lend you one of them. Well, caregiving can be a challenge, and caregiving can come with grief. It is interesting, this whole concept of grief. We hear about it all the time, but until we're in the midst of it, boy, we don't understand it. I know what it feels like to be the caregiver and experience grief. I know what it's like to be the person who's lost someone and experience grief. And the griefs are very similar, although they are different. You know, the caregiving grief is you grieve for what you thought life would be like when you were 50 or when you were 60 or whatever age, and it's not that way, and you don't see it getting better anytime soon. That's a very hard thing. There's grief in the caregiving in that you try so hard to help someone to understand what you need them to do that's good for them, and they just can't grasp it, and that's very hard. It's much different than that caregiving we do for a child who is able to learn, and their brain is absorbing so much, and they're able to change and adapt. But you're caregiving for an individual who cannot do that. There's grief involved in that. And I think acknowledging that what you're dealing with is grief, just that acknowledgement can be very healing. Recognizing what's going on in your world that you can fix, what's going on in your world that you cannot fix, the serenity prayer that's just so important. And going with those thoughts and living with those thoughts, I'm going to fix what I can fix, and I'm going to accept what I can't change, and pray for courage to be able to do both. I have in my life tried lately to learn there are things that God has equipped me to do, and I am capable, and not capable but good at them. And there's things that He has not called me to do, and I am not good at those things. Must be a connection there, right? So for me, letting go of those things that I was not called to do is the challenge. However, you've been called to do some dementia caregiving, and you did not necessarily want that in your journey. I have never met a single soul who said, I really have all my life wanted to be a dementia caregiver. No, it is a learning process for you, and that's why I'm here, and I want to help you to understand that what you're going through and the frustrations you're experiencing, well, guess what? They're normal. I have people call and say, I'm going to tell you what my person's doing. You're not going to believe. It's just the craziest thing. And that's probably only been true in my 19 years 2 times. And I will say to them, guess what? That's normal. It's normal for Alzheimer's dementia to express itself in that way. Somehow knowing that it is normal just feels better to you. I tell you, when my daughter was growing up and I would walk with my neighbors and they would say, oh, my daughter, she did this yesterday. I couldn't believe she would do it. And I would stand there as we would walk and think, wow. So I'm not crazy, and my child's not just nuts because she did that too. It's normal. Normal can feel good. So I want to help you understand what you can fix and what you can't fix, and to give you some tips on fixing those things, and to give you some tips on letting go of the things you can't fix. Grief is hard, and we grieve for a lot of different reasons. When my mama passed, it was a year and a few months after her death that I began to grieve. My life had been just so, so busy. We moved from one state to another and had 3 car accidents and had COVID, and well, yeah, life was a mess for a while. And that's when God put me on my lanai and said, be still and grieve. And I started grieving. And someone said to me that grief will come. You let it come. You let it wash over you. and you let it leave, because grief will come back. The interesting thing is, every time grief comes back, it feels a little bit different. Sometimes it feels less intense. Sometimes it just feels different. But that's okay. But when you ignore the grief and you try to fight off the grief, that's when you get an ulcer and you get a headache and all kinds of bad things start happening. So don't do that. Find some time to get outside by yourself if you can. And yes, I want you outside, because as we've taught so many times, it's so healing for the brain. It's healing for your emotions. It helps fight depression in a big way to be outside when the sun comes up or when the sun sets, or do both. Hey, there's your good plan. Or go to the ocean or go to the lake and experience being in the water. It's very healing for you too. But if you can't do all of that, just sit down and be still. Just be still. Find a quiet place. That might mean you have to sit in the bathtub. That's one of my favorite quiet places. Me, the bathtub, my tea, and a book. Yes, and my new pillow that my daughter bought me for Christmas the tub. Yeah, love that thing. Wherever you find that solace, I want you to do it. Make sure you're not finding solace in things that are harmful for you. We don't want that to come through habits or activities that are bad for us, such as alcohol or overeating or anything like that. I'm sitting here on the back lanai and I'm watching a black snake go through the bushes, and I'm very thankful right now that he is on the other side of that screen. Oh yes, I am. Anyway, I hope you can gain some information from this podcast that will make your caregiving journey easier. And I promise you that when we have a phone conversation, I will do everything in my power to make that happen also. www.letstalkdementia.org. Blessings and smiles on you and your caregiving journey. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk Dementia. Remember, you don't have to walk this journey alone. Carol offers free phone consultation to support you, and she's available to help with the transition to assisted living or memory care. To learn more or to get in touch, visit letstalkdementia.org. Until next time, be kind to yourself and know that help is just a phone call away.